This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing in Shas. We're motoring through Shas. One blad at a time. Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. 72 Amud Beis. Here we go. Derech Tamidei Chachamim. It is the practice of Torah sages. I remember hearing from Harav Avigdor Miller on these words, Derech Tamidei Chachamim, that Tamidei Chachamim have a different derech. They have a different derech. Sometimes you hear a Talmid Chacham say something, you say, what? What? Where did he come up with that one from? It's because they have a different derech. It's not always easy to adjust to it. You have to acclimate yourself to it. But it's a different path in life. It's a different road. They're not going on your road. They're on a different road. So you have to understand that. Don't be jolted. Don't be surprised. It's a different road in life. Anyway, like we say in Kaddish, Al Yisrael V'Al Rabbanan. Different category. So what's their derech? Ad Shalei Hoisabito Yoytze V'Yatzlei. Before their daughter leaves their house and leaves their domain, Oymer La. He says to her, Kol Nadarm Shenadarta B'Toch Beisi Harehein Mufar. Whatever Nadarm you made, they're annulled. It seems to indicate whether he knows about them or he doesn't. Whatever they are, they're annulled. V'chein Habal. So too, a husband. Presumably a husband who's a Talmud Chacham. Ad Shalei Tikanes L'Shusa. Before she enters his domain, Oymer La Kol Nadarm Shenadarta. Any Adarim you made before you entered my Rishus, Harhein Mufarin, they're annulled. Shemishati Kanis Rishusai, because once she enters his Rishus, and Yalchel Hafer, he can't be Mefer anymore. Once she becomes a Nesua, we learned earlier that Ein Mefer Bekoidman. So the father and the husband, if they were Talmid Chachamim, they would be made for the Nadarim before the daughter would leave. And before she became an Asua, says the Ran, Derech Talmid Chachamim Lefi Shenara Murasa La'achar Shneses Iyav Sheshetei Afar Linadarei Adarkun Shel Av U'Baal. And now Murasa after Nesuin, she can't have the Hafara turn Adarim. It's the Derech of the father and the husband, Kishem Talmid Chachamim. So the words Derech Talmid Chachamim, according to the Ran, is going on both. La'hafer Nidarei Koidem Shatinasa, to be made for her Nidarim before she gets married. Uve Gemara Mefarish, Ha Chafara Yi Kaidim Shmiyahi Ayla Achar Shmiyah. The Gemara is going to discuss, did he have to hear about it? Or not? And maybe it means when he hears about it, or maybe he means now he's being made for it, and it should go into effect when he hears about it. Okay. She'im tikanus rishus en yachal afer levi she'in abal mefer b'koidmin. Boi Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma had a shayla. Bal mahu she'yafer b'loishmiya. Can a husband annul his wife's nadarim without hearing them? Do we say v'shama isha? Davkuhu, it says, and her husband heard it. The pasuk says as follows. V'shama isha b'yoyim shamai v'hechrish la. Yeah, it says he heard it. So maybe he heard it means that only works if he heard it, or it's just that's a practical way for him to know about it. But if he knew about it even without hearing it, he could still be made for it. So is it dafka or not? Vishama isha dafka or I love dafka? Amar Rava Toshma, Derech Talmidei Chachamim. It's the practice of Torah sages. Achal yatzis b'tamei etzla. Before the woman leaves his rishus, Oymer la, he says to her, Kol nadarim shenadart b'tzach bezer in mufarin. V'haloi shama. What do you mean all the nadarim that you made? He doesn't know about them. He didn't hear them. Says the Gemara, l'chi shama hu de mefer. When he hears it, he's mefer. So, this is a big question, what this means. What does it mean, l'chi shama hu mefer? What does this mean? Let's see the Ran. Say the Ran, call. Let's say he didn't hear and he didn't know at all. Im nadra, im lav, mahu sheyafrala al hasafik. Could it be mefer out of doubt? Kol nedarim shenadati yimufarin v'hai bal de kaboi rami bar chama loishna aros v'loishna bal v'loishna be'avia. Doesn't matter an aros or a full husband or a father. B'kulu masafkele, we're masupik about all of them. V'shama isha dafkahu oilav dafka. Ela orcha de milsa nakat. Amar Rava. Derech tamidei chachamim. V'haloi shama. Demidik tani kol nedarim. It's mashma. He didn't hear about it. He said all the nedarim. Sounds like he's unknowing. He's, you know, he doesn't know. But whatever they are, he's being made for it. He says, Kagoin Shaloi Shama Velo Yada Klal. I'm sorry. Dimidik Tani Kondar Mash and Loi Shama, Di Shaminu Havale Lamar Nadar Plenty of Plenty. If he knew about it, he could have said this and this Nadar. Lachi Shama Hil Demefer. What he means is, when he hears Kishe Yishma Achar Kach, Nidarim Shenadra Choizer Mefer, I said. Meaning, what he means to say is, when I hear it later, I'll be made for it. So he's saying all the nedarim that you made are annulled. He doesn't know what they are, but he'll discuss it with her and she'll tell him and then he'll be made for it. Says Gemara, Imkein loy shama lamale lameimar. Imkein ki loy shama lamale lameimar. If this is the case, Kiloi Shama Lamali Lamer, why does the Mishnah have to say before he heard it? What exactly is this question? Meaning, if he didn't hear it yet, why did he have to say anything to begin with? He said, all the Nadarim that you made are annulled. Okay, but that, and how effective is that statement? It's not effective at all. So what did he have to say it for? Just wait until he hears it and then actually annul it. Says Gemara, Kamashon Urchi Ditzur Rabban Lahadure. It's the derech of a young Torah scholar to search and see if she has Nadarim. So this is how he begins the conversation. Says the Ran, Darko shall tamecham l'chazer aleha, to revert to v'lomela kol nedarim shenadarta harein mufarin. All the nedarim that you made are mufar. Kedei lachnisa b'dvarim, to get into a conversation with her, right? You know how you know how it is getting information out of teenagers. You know how much information do teenagers give you? How is your day? Good. Who are your friends? I don't know. Where do you want to go this summer? I don't know. What happened in school today? Nothing. So now, imagine this is a girl that's engaged. Not only is she not rude, you can't get information out of her. So you have to make a provocative, the only way to get information out of anybody, you have to make a provocative statement. So you say, all your nadar over. She said, I didn't make any nadar. Really? I think you did. You know, you gotta, that's the only way to get information out of her. So, that is the first step in the Gemara. Basically, v'chi shama, meaning, he is menaderet when he's made for it when he hears about it. So the first statement is meaningless. He just says they're all mufar, and then he gets it out of her, and then he's made for it. Tashma mi seifa. Come in here from the seifa. V'chein habal, so to a husband, ad shalei tikanas l'shusai, before she enters his rishus, oimale, he says to her, all the nadarim that you made before you entered my rishus are annulled. So again, the same thing. It seems like he's annulling nadarim that he didn't hear. Says Gemara, hachanami da'amar la l'chi shamana. Here also, it's where he says, when I hear. Now the word nami seems to indicate we're giving the same exact answer as the first round, meaning ena chanami, his statement is meaningless. It just is a way of getting out of her and prying her so that she tells you and then you're made for it. However, let's see the run. Tashma damar l'ishtai rein. Let's see the run. The Ran here is not a legislated Ran. Daf HaShavua has not recommended that we do this Ran. But you know what? Sometimes you have to be contrary, okay? Anyway, we're in teenager mode, so here we go. The Ran says, Hachinami, Hanami l'chishama. Kachi agirsa mikta saram l'haigirsa havalei peruka ki hayidolel. According to this answer, is the same as before. But there's another gersa. The other gersa is the Amar Allah l'chi shamana. L'chi shamana, when I hear. Meaning, all the nedarim that you made are annulled when I hear. So he says the hafara now, and he's saying it should be chal when I hear about it. Not, he makes this provocative statement, and then he's going to get into it with her, and then annul it, then for real. He's saying now it should be annulled, and it should not take effect until he hears about it. So why didn't the Gemara give that answer before? Very simple. Because if he doesn't hear about it until Nisuin, he can't be made for it. But by the father, if he hears about it after the Nisuin, now normally, I'm sorry, the husband, normally if he hears about it after Nisuin, it's not going to work. But in this case, it might work. Let's see the run. He says, he says, "V'ika noschi de gar siyachi lechi shamana de sfir lehu dinehi dechihechi de av la'achar shmir loy motzi mefer." Just like the father after he hears that it can't be mefer. Achinami bal la'achar shmir loy motzi mefer. She'ena bal mefer b'koydmin afil hochi nehi de gabei av loy motzi non letrutzi de amar lechi shamani. Gabei bal mitartzinan hochi. Why? Why could we give the answer by a husband when he hears about it, it should go into effect? The Amar La Koidim Shmiya, he says before he hears Al-Chi Shamana Tachal HaChafar. The Bishlam Ma'av can't do this because when Nisuan happens, she leaves his Rishus. But a husband, his Koyach is strengthened. What's the reason? Ein Abal Mefer B'Koidmin. Because he needs the father. And the father, it has departed. But over here, the father already said, I'm mefer. So the Baal will join up with the father for later. Next proof, Tashma. Come and hear Ha'imer l'apetropis, someone who says to a trustee, kol nidarim shenoy deras ishti mikan va'ad sha'avim mimakam pleni. The guy is going on vacation. He's going on a major vacation to Ifshan, or the Strait of Hormuz. He's trying to clear it up from mines, you know, for the Chinese. He's trying to do the Chinese people a favor and clear the Strait of Hormuz from the mines. And the only thing is, you know, he has a wife. So he tells the trustee, listen, take care of my wife. And whatever nadarim she makes from now until I come.
No, we skipped.
I skipped?
Yeah, Tashma.
You caught me. Okay, fine. Tashma, thank you, Louis. Tashma. Ha'imer l'ishtai kol nadarm shetidori ad sha'avim makim pleni. Any nadarm that you make until I get back from such and such place, harei hein kayamin. they are confirmed. So basically, he's trying to confirm a nether that he doesn't hear about. Lo yamar klum. He said nothing. Harehein mufarin, but if he says that all the nedarim that you make by the time until I get back from my trip to the Strait of Hormuz, harehein mufarin, they're mufar. The harehein mufarin, they are. 1 second. Harehein kamel. Harehein mufarin, but if he says they should be annulled, Rabbi Lezer Omer mufar. Rabbi Lezer says they are annulled. Now it happens to be the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say they're not annulled, because only because the Chachamim say you can't annul a nether in advance before the nether is made. Maybe you didn't have to hear about it. In other words, in this case, the guy says, whatever nadarim that you make while I'm gone should be confirmed. That's meaningless, because he can't confirm a nether you didn't hear. But if he says they're annulled, Rabbi Lezer says they're annulled. Ay v'holoi shama, he didn't hear it. And even the Chachamim who disagree and say they're not annulled, they're only not annulled because he can't do it in advance. But they would agree in principle that had it not been in advance, you could do it. Here also he means when I hear about it. So I guess it's going to depend on the two perushim. Either according to the pshat, he'll get into a conversation with her and she'll tell him, or he's annulling it now for, and it will take effect when he hears about it. Okay, says the Gemara, v'lama li min hashta. What is the point of annulling it now? L'chishama leferla. When he hears about it, he'll annul it. What's the point of annulling it now? What's the purpose of it? So now, how come we never asked this question before? Let's see the Ran.
Like we explained the reason later on the Mishnah.
We're not only asking from Rabbi Lezer alone, even from the Rabbanon. The Adkan loy pligi Rabbanon le Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbanon only arguing Rabbi Lezer el mishum dakadu chayli, because another wasn't chal. So how could you confirm another that's not chal? Ude kama hadri le inu, like the Chachamim respond, the kivan de lav bo leklal hakim. Since they don't come to the state of being confirmable, aval hachul kuli yama mahanya. But this would help according to everyone. Afa gav dolei shama alma v'shama isha lav davka hachenami lechishmiya. So either that means he'll annul it when he hears, or it's chal when he hears. Now uleinach nuschi de garsi el hacha de amar lechishamana garsi hachenami de amar lechishamana. Meaning when he hears it, it will take effect. Ul inoch pirshu betoises the lav lememra du aimer stam muferlichi vaneder bata meilav kisheshamanu. According to the other parish of Toises, it's not to say that he says stam, it's mufar, and the nether is annulled when he hears it, but rather he says beferish, it will be annulled when I hear it. So the Gemara asks, okay, what's the purpose in saying this? Meaning, if what we thought in the Havamina, that he's annulling it now in the beginning. So there's a purpose of doing that, so that the nether is never chal to begin with. But if anyway the nether is not chal until is not never annulled until later, so then what is the purpose in saying this? He has to hear it anyway. Says Gemara, Kasavar, he thinks Dilma Mitridina Hahishati, he might become busy then, and he won't be able to get involved in annulling it, so therefore he wants to make the statement now. Tashma. Now this is a very interesting one. Because the guy is going to give over to a trustee the right to annul his wife's nedarim. Now, does that make any sense? Could a husband appoint a shliach to annul his wife's nedarim? Maybe. I mean, could you make a shliach to... You know, it's interesting. You can make a shliach to marry a woman for you or divorce, but could you make a shliach to be made for nedarim? Very interesting idea. It's because you're not really doing anything. You know, kedushin, you're creating a chalois. Gittin, you're severing a marital status. What exactly are you doing when you're made for a nether? You're making something not binding. Could you give that over? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Ha'imer la'apetropis, Kol nedarim shenaderes ishti, any vows that my wife makes, Mikan va'achavim ha'complaining until, from now until I come back from such and such place, Hafer are annulled. V'heferla, and the trustee annulled it. Yachal yuhumufar, and you would think it's annulled. Tamalamer, Isha, yikimenu v'isha, yifeirenu. The husband confirms, and the husband annuls. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Amalei Rabbi Yonah, son Matzina b'chala Torah kula. Shlucha shal adam kamaisa. We find in the whole Torah, a person shliach is like him. That what? That, and therefore the shlicha should work. And that means you could make a trustee to annul your wife's nadarm. And v'afil Rabbi Yoshia loy ka'amar l'mishim d'gzeres ha'kosef. Now even Rabbi Yoshia, only his only problem was there's gzeres ha'kosef. Isha! Yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. However, avol dekuli alma shlucha shel adam kamaisai. Everybody agrees that a person's shlech is like him himself. But v'haloi shmi'alei. But the husband never heard about it. So how is the shlech? Well, okay, meaning everybody agrees fundamentally shulcha shadam kamaisa. Just maybe it's not effective here because there's a gzeres hakasav. But Houston, we got a problem because it's very nice shulcha shadam kamaisa, but the husband didn't hear about the nether. So what's the billion-dollar question? What in the world is Gemara asking? If the trustee is annulling the nether, then the trustee heard about it. I mean, you can only appoint him to annul the nether? Oh, but the husband didn't hear about it. So you're telling me that the husband has to hear about the nether, but he could appoint the trustee to be made for the nether? Well, if you could appoint the trustee made for the nether, maybe he's also entitled to be the one to hear it. Let's see the Ran here. Tashma, ha'imel apetrobis, mikan v'ad sha'ovei, mishe'etze l'darach, from time I leave at sha'osha, v'hainu lishna de mikan, v'loi omer miyom zeh. That's what he said, from here, from when I leave here. Talmud loymar, isha yikimenu v'isha yifenu, dekimen de kazrachman, isha trezimni, mashma, davke isha v'loi ashliach. Now, let's look further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hachanami d'amrlei l'chi shamana mefer." The Gemara says, "Oh, here we're talking about where the husband said, when I hear about it, then be mefer it." So Gemara says, L'chishama leifalahu. Well, if he has to hear about it, so then let him be made for it. So Gemara says, no, Sarvadilma Mitridinna. He might be busy then. Now, according to the Girsa, that he is, it's not effective, it's not the pshat, it's annulled now, and it takes effect when I hear it. But later when I hear it, he'll be made for it. So what exactly is he saving by having the guy do it? But let's deal with the million-dollar question. Why can't the shliach hear it, says the Ran? And again, this is an unauthorized Ran. Yeah, the obvious question. Terzu betoisvis b'shem harav Rabbi Yosef de Lessa. You ready for this? Demisa de bay shmiya. If you do need shmiya, Miika midi de baalai matzi mafer or shliach matzi meshavi? Is there something the baal can't annul and the shliach, he could appoint a shliach? We know you can't appoint a shliach for something you can't do yourself. Daha me hai time a gufi ukum la lahach brais mzachas nazik krebelazer disfrile. The adam me for nidre ishte kadam shatidar. This has to be going according to Rebbe Lazar, who says you could be made for Nadarim before she makes them. Because if I can't, I can't make you a shliach for something I can't do myself. Tidra Rabbanan Hechi Lema Rabbi Yonasan Matzin Mcha Tarkul Shilshan Kumaisai Mi Kamidi Ulai Matzi Mefer. Kimen Da Akati Loi Nadra Ishto Yishliach Matzi Meshavi. What do you mean Shilshan Shaladim Kamaisai? But I can't be made for it yet, so how in the world do I make a shliach? So this proves you don't have to hear it, because if the apotrop has heard it, it has to be that the apotrop doesn't have to hear it. Why? Because I can't make you a shliach to do something what I can't do myself. Okay. But I could do it myself because I could hear it and I could annul it. So why can't I have you hear it and annul it? Not sure what the Ran... What's the Ran saying? In other words, how does this prove that you don't have to hear it? Because the husband didn't hear it, maybe he appointed Apotropos to hear it. You're muted, so I don't hear you.
He still didn't hear it.
Okay, you're right.
It's irrelevant.
But I appointed you to be the hearer.
It's not really Ezra who says that you are able to do that, and then everybody else who says you can't. You have to be able to hear.
No, Rebbe Lezer holds you could be made for before a nether is made. No, wait a minute. The Gemara says it has to be going contra Beleza that you can be made for Nadarim before they're made. Otherwise, I can't appoint you to be a shliach to be made for, because I myself can't be made for before you do it. Fine. So now we've determined you could be made for before a nether is made. But how does this show you don't have to hear a nether? Maybe you do have to hear a nether. And I'm saying that any Nadarim that my wife makes, you should hear it and be made for it. How does that prove you don't have to hear Nadarim? You want to say, different than the Ran, you want to say, I can't make your shliach to hear. Be my shliach to hear. Well, what kind of shlichus is that? You could be a shliach to do something, to hear. I want you to be my shliach for a sound to hit your eardrums. That's not a shlichus. But I don't know what the Ran is saying, honestly.
It's predicated on being able to make an edit for the future.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What does that have to do with that?
If you can't make an edit for the future, if you can't block it, if you can't revoke an edit for the future...
You could. We're in Rebbe Lezer that you could.
So then...
I'll let you think about it. You could dream about it. And explain the Ran to me tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone. Shkayach. Oh, by the way, major news. Tomorrow night,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.